The president loses a round on Capitol Hill on the sobriety. Fox News, the U.S. Senate, where Democrats have a narrow majority, votes to repeal President Biden's plan to forgive some student loan debt. The vote was 52-46, with two Democrats, Senators Manchin and Tester, voting for repeal, along with independent Kyrsten Sinema. Opponents argue in part the relief plan isn't fair to other borrowers. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says it's good for the economy.
That is helping a group of people, but it's also helping the economy. People who get student loan relief, they buy cars earlier, they are able to buy a house earlier, they're able to have more financial stability. It's good for the economy and not only just good for the individual borrowers who get relief.
The White House has pledged a veto of the repeal resolution. The student loan relief plan is also awaiting a Supreme Court decision. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis continues a campaign blitz.
We will shut the border down. We will build a border wall. We will end mass migration into this country.
Highlighting top priorities in New Hampshire after a two-day, five-town swing through Iowa, where former President Trump is today.
I've been watching DeSantis go out and say, I've got 8 years. It's going to be 8 years. Let me tell you something. Right there, you should vote against him. It'll take me 6 months to have it totally the way it was. We'll have it fast.
He has a town hall on Fox News tonight with Sean Hannity beginning at 9 Eastern. President Biden has not been out on the trail.
Team Biden's now focusing on building a team, raising money, and putting up ads, such as when they trolled Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's Twitter Spaces launch, buying Google ads for searches like DeSantis flop and DeSantis disaster.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. We've just gotten word that President Biden tripped and fell near the end of an Air Force Academy graduation event where he had earlier given a commencement address. He was helped up, but then walked away unassisted. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Just want to repeat that breaking news out of Colorado about the president. After a lengthy time standing at the end of this Air Force Academy graduation, he tripped and fell. He was helped up, but then the president did walk away unassisted. He will be heading back to Washington as scheduled. The husband of Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley will head to Africa with the South Carolina National Guard.
Michael Haley will head to Africa for a year-long mission to deploy with the U.S. Africa Command. It's his second assignment since enlisting with the South Carolina Guard in 2006. In a statement, Haley says her family could not be prouder of her husband. The former South Carolina governor and U.S. ambassador to the U.N. has campaigned on military issues opposing Biden administration wishes for greater diversity in the ranks, also pledging to cut billions in aid to foreign nations. A majority of Michael Haley's stint will run as Ambassador Haley campaigns for president.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The Piano Man is moving on.
After 10 years and some 150 concerts, Billy Joel is saying goodbye to his residency at Madison Square Garden. The first of the final 10 shows will be in October. The announcement came at a press conference at what's become Joel's home away from home.
I'm kind of flabbergasted that it didn't last as long as it did. My team tells me that we could continue to sell tickets, but 10 years, I don't know, 150 shows, 10 years, all right, all right.
When he began the residency in 2014, he said he would do it as long as there was demand. Since then, he sold more than 1.5 million tickets. At Madison Square Garden, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's up 247 points. It's been a day-long rally. The Nasdaq's up 198. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.